Number, let's turn to song number 371. Song number 371.
Thirsting for more. Greetings to all tonight. Glad to be here. Trust we came together to worship God this evening. Incidentally, that last song we sang was a song that I remember singing before I learned how to read. And I couldn't figure out why I thought that last phrase where it says, seal me, make me, I thought that was Sylvia. And I couldn't figure out why they had a name of someone like that in the song and why didn't they have anyone else's name in the song. But that was many years ago. Tonight, I was like to sing, or rather, read from Psalms 145 tonight. It's a Psalm of David of praise. And I was thinking of praising God, and had to think of how we can praise God from the heart. And two things I thought about that we need to have in our lives is contentment and thanks. Being a thankful heart before we can actually praise God from the heart. And, and that's what we're here tonight to, is give praise and glory to God. And it's hard to do that if we're not thankful and we're not content. You know, contentment, looking for other things besides of what Christ can give us and following His word, or thinking about being thankful for what we heard this morning, realizing that Christ and the cross is the only thing that stands between us and eternity in hell, and how we should be thankful for that and for the power of the resurrection, like we also heard this morning. I'll read this psalm, won't give a lot of comments. Psalms 145. I will extol thee, my God, O King. I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works, and men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness, and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. The Lord upholdeth all that fall, and raiseth up all those that be bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thine hand and satisfiest the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that hear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. The Lord preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked will he destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. Let's bow our head for prayer. Our God, as we come to you tonight, again, we're so thankful for the blessings that we have. And we ask that we could worship you tonight as we sing these different songs, that we could bring praise and glory to you. We just accept this evening from us, and may we do our best in doing the best that what you've given to us. Just keep us, direct us further tonight. Pray this all through Jesus' name.
For our next song, let's turn to song number 437 in the Christian hymnal. Song number 437. Children can come forward and stand up front, and Heather will lead them in singing.
Thank you, children, for that, and also Heather for leading that. Let's turn to number 449 in our church hymnal. 449. After this song, we'll have Marty come up with her group, and then after that, we'll look to Ron Schrock to share what he has and lead a song.
Fresh from the throne of glory, rise in his crystalline, burst out the living fountain, swells from the living stream. Blessed river, let me ever feast my eyes on.
Singing two songs tonight. The first song we sang for Martha Gamrick's funeral a little over a year ago, and I've always liked it since then. And the second song is a very joyful song about Easter. The Lord is risen.
With awesome grace and mercy.
forth the wondrous story. The Lord is risen, He rose with power and glory. Guards and the servant were all in vain. Death's cruel bonds He rent in twain. He won the trial of life. Is risen at Easter morning's breaking. The Lord is risen, your songs of joy be waking. Ring Easter bells, or heal and play. Send forth the news in glad refrain. The Lord who died, the crucified. The Lord is risen, since mourners and joy. The Lord is risen, and all in His keeping. Though He has suffered mortal pain, the Lamb of God for sinners slain, from out the skies shall bread us rise to live again.
Good evening, everyone. When John called and wondered if I'd share on a song, he said either a history of her song or my own testimony on a song, maybe a little bit of both. Song number 369 in the church hymnal. My mind immediately went to this song, and due to the fact that we went with the school children on Friday to see the Titanic. And many of you know the story. The band played that song as the Titanic went down. Just a few things. That song was written off the account in Genesis when about Jacob and Esau. When Esau was there, sleeping on the ground, things were looking very low for him at that point, and it was at a very low point in his life. The song was written by Sarah Flower Adams. It was around 1840. She wrote it to complement a sermon her pastor was preparing on Jacob and Esau. And it has since grown to be a favorite in Christian circles all over the world. Somehow it seems to speak to the longing of each Christian's heart to grow nearer to the Savior. Over time, this song has created a legacy of its own. In 1871, three eminent theologians, Professors Hitchcock, Smith, and Park, were traveling in Palestine when they heard this song being sang. And they went toward the music. And to their amazement, there was 50 Syrian youths singing this song in Arabic. Professor Hitchcock said later, hearing these Christian Syrian youths singing this moved him more than any singing had ever moved him before. During the Johnstown City flood of May 21, 1889, a railroad train rushed into the swirling waters. One car was turned an end, and in it was a missionary that was on her way to the Far East. The young lady spoke calmly to the awestruck crowd, gazing helplessly at the tragedy. Then she prayed, and she finally sang this hymn, in which she was ushered into the presence of the God she loved and served. And then on the Titanic, when they were it was a night of revelry. And I think one of the things that really struck me about seeing the Titanic there again, this week is the 100th anniversary for that. In fact, today there was a ship that left that is following the exact same course, has the exact number of passengers on it, and they are serving food in the, actually on some of the, one of the meals they're going to serve on dishes that came up from the Titanic, and they're serving food in the time era, and they're having the same kind of music, and they're following, they're going to have a memorial service out over where the Titanic went down. But I think one of the things that struck me in seeing this again was the mercy of God in this situation. When you read the history of a lot of the people that were on the Titanic there, it was some of the world's richest and most powerful people. And there was a lot of immorality, sensuality, and all that goes with it that was going on that trip. And probably for a whole lot of these people, if they would have had an accident where they would have suddenly been ushered into eternity, they wouldn't have been ready to go. But God, in his foreknowledge, also had a number of very godly people on that ship. And they had 2.5 hours from the time of hitting that iceberg, actually a little over that, till the ship went down. And there's several stories about several of the people who worked tirelessly. In fact, the one I think of in particular, threw his life jacket to another young man and just worked tirelessly to try to get people to be prepared to die. And I think there's probably a lot of people who were prepared because of having those 2.5 hours in there. Let's sing this song.
Nearer, my God, to thee, nearer to thee, lean thou with me across that grace of me. Yes, in my dream.
Thank you, Marty, for that group, and Ron for that song. For the next song, let's turn to 454 in the church hymnal. Song number 454.
Then I thought
Now we'll have a group in charge of charity.
We're going to sing two songs, and they were both by request, some songs that we've sung at programs in the past. First one is called Samuel, and the second one is the Body Song.
I am the eye, I go blink, blink.
such a fleet, fleet. Let's get at the anchor and dodge again, we. Let the pry at the anchor, let it dive in thin. Misinfected lives are better than the day.
To thank them for that, for those songs. That was take some effort to do that, I would think. I appreciate that. I'd like to announce a group to sing a Romanian song after I lead the song here. So all those who can and want to help, we had a note sent up, so hopefully someone has a song prepared to help sing that. At this time, let's turn to in our Christian hymnal number 212, and all who want to can stand for this song.
There's a call comes ringing out of the restless waves, and the lights, and the light. There are souls to rescue, there are souls to save, and the lights, and the light, and the light. And the light of the gospel, gospel light, let it shine. Send the light, 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 send the light
Come help with that Romanian song. Come on up front.
While they're coming up, I'll just make a few comments about these songs. In Romania, Paște or Easter is a huge holiday. Maybe it's the biggest one of the year. And it's interesting when you meet somebody on the street, the common term this time of year, and it's usually sometime before Easter, maybe sometime after, but they'll say, "The Lord is risen," or "Christos a înviat," and the standard answer is, it's true, he's risen indeed, or it's true that he's risen. Adevărat că a înviat, că a înviat. But it's so sad because so many say it without actually meaning it, or their life doesn't show it. And this time of the year also, it's a big time to clean up your yard and to, over there they whitewash the trees up about this high, and anything that's a pole or whatever, they usually whitewash it up. And that's all has to be done. It's very, very important to do all that. In fact, some places the mayor even comes by and does an inspection, make sure their ditches are cleaned out and everything's up to par. And, you know, if we would all pay that much attention, or we should pay that much attention in our lives, in keeping in mind that God is our inspector, he sees our life, he sees everything about us. And are we living true to that? Two songs about, maybe Steve has something to say about this one. He's arranged it. One is number 111 in the Christian hymnal, if you want to look at the English version, "Lead Me to Calvary." And another one that entitled "Christos a înviat," or "Christ is Risen," one of Steve's arrangements.
Regele vieții, Domnul meu, fiind veci glorificat, și să nu-i coroana ta, du-mă la Golgota, ca să nu-i te vieții mari, și nici agonia grea, ca să ne-ai iubirea ta.
Both these songs are just filled with memories for me, but especially this song, yeah.
For the next song number, go to the back cover of the Christian hymnal, Mansion Over the Hilltop. And on the last verse of this song, the chorus can come up.
Just so that you know.
To sing three songs tonight with the chorus here, and two of them are Easter songs. There's a fountain filled with blood, and an Easter morning medley, two familiar songs that are arranged just a bit differently. But anyway, the message is the same: Christ has risen. And the third song, then we'll sing "I'll Fly Away." But I'm going to ask Brother James if he'll come up and lead that for us. He was a little hesitant to do it, but there's something I'd like to do, and we appreciate his service over the years very much. I'd like for him to come up and lead us in that then third song.
Is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners washing in the Father's blood, their guilty sins.
Thy heart to say,
reply, Alleluia.
Say a few words here before we sing, and always have room for one more. If I'm up here, Emma, I'd like for you to come and help too, so find your way up here quickly while I say this. It's been a blessing to be here tonight for the whole service, and when I see all the different choirs that have been singing here this evening, starting with our children's choir right at the first, I tried to count them and looked like it was well in the 20s. And so it's been a blessing the whole evening, Romanian songs and English songs, and our whole day of thinking of Christ and the crucifixion, the resurrection. And if we really are, like John Troyer said years ago, are we so much in love with our earthly cross that we're reluctant to exchange it for a heavenly crown? You know, we all have a desire to live. I do. I trust you do. I wonder how many, if they say any of this down at Branson, I don't know. Who can tell me how many Mennonites were on the Titanic? All right, I saw a hand back there. There was one. And the way I understand, it was a lady. And I think she was returning from perhaps India. And I believe that maybe she gave up her berth for someone else. Is that correct, Roger? Okay, I believe she did. So she was one of those that perished. What a revival meeting there must have been in a short time without making Methodists like Brother Cody with us this evening, maybe, or Baptists or Mennonites or whatever. What a seeking of the Lord. I trust we're all ready for that time of flying away like this song suggests.
Sunday morning when the sun is o'er, I fly away, Just a few more weary days.